Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is April 11, 2024, and on today's episode, we'll talk about an earthquake that struck 20 miles from Evonik's North America headquarters. Evonik Mexico President Martin Toscano will share his thoughts about nearshoring and how Evonik can benefit from the trend. And finally, we celebrate the newest cohort of engineers graduating from Evonik's North America Rotational Engineer Program. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. Heaven and Earth moved for Evonik employees in North America. On Monday, a solar eclipse darkened the skies over Evonik facilities in Mexico, Canada, and the United States, with employees from Little Rock, Arkansas to Allentown, Pennsylvania, stepping outside to take in the wonder of the natural phenomena. Only 3 days earlier, Evonik sites in the Northeast were rattled by a 4.8 magnitude earthquake. The epicenter of the quake was only 20 miles west of Evonik's North America headquarters in Piscataway, New Jersey. State officials and Evonik site managers reported no damage, and the rumble initially puzzled colleagues who'd never experienced a quake before, like Pornima Rubero, technical marketing manager, semiconductors for the Silanes business line.
So I was in the second floor of R&D3 building in Allentown, and I was on a Teams call, and suddenly I felt like everything was shaking. And first I thought it was construction, but then it felt different. So I was like, oh, is this an earthquake? And colleagues on the phone was like, oh, there are no earthquakes in Pennsylvania. It cannot be. But sure enough, I get a text. That was an earthquake.
Nearshoring is one of the biggest buzzwords in global business right now. U.S. companies are currently looking at nearshoring to secure reliable supply chains and reduce geopolitical risks. Martin Toscano, president of Evonik Industries de Mexico, has been talking about this trend for years.
Nearshoring is a reality as we speak. We are seeing it in all of our business segments. Some companies are expanding existing plants in Mexico, others are newcomers, and there are many from Asia.
Mexico is an ideal location for nearshoring because of its border with the United States, free trade agreements, and lower production costs. And unlike other developing economies, Mexico already has an active and diverse base of industries that are mature enough for growth in many manufacturing sectors. An influx of new manufacturing will give Evonik Mexico sites opportunities to expand across all business segments, from feed and food to automotive and aerospace. But as Martin Toscano points out, Mexico also faces some challenges.
Mexico will need new investments in security, transportation, and infrastructure to keep up with the anticipated growth. And the country could also face a shortage of skilled talent. This requires new training initiatives supported by the private sector.
Finally, we turn to Evonik's North America Rotational Engineer Program, NAROT for short. This summer, NAROT will be graduating its newest cohort of 6 engineers. Congratulations to Daniel Robinson, who is currently working in Hopewell, Virginia, Trevor Thrasher, currently working in Havre de Grace, Maryland, Caitlin Cotera, Tonawanda, New York, Tyler Johnson in Mobile, Alabama, Guadalupe Zuniga, Tippecanoe Labs in Indiana, and Gabby Bootner, who is finishing her final rotation in Pasadena, Texas. NAROT is a 2-year development program for engineering graduates. When it was started in 2011, it was Evonik's first regional on-the-job development program for recent college graduates. By allowing participants to work at 2 different Evonik sites in the U.S., it helps them develop technical and soft skills that are necessary to be successful in their careers. So far, 56 graduates have completed the program, including the 6 that will finish this summer. Ina Haydit, the Business and Organizational Manager for Process and Technology in Evonik's Nutrition and Care business line, currently oversees the program.
The North America Rotational Engineer Program is not only a great resource for increasing Evonik's pool of talented engineers, but it's also a great opportunity for the participants. They get to grow their skills, and they get to see different sites and network with other Evonik subject matter experts.
Before you go, Evonik's Employee Resource Group for Women, Grow Americas, celebrated International Day of Women and Girls in Science by offering science demonstrations at the Birmingham, Alabama, Blair, Nebraska, and Tippecanoe, Indiana sites. Grow chapters at each facility engage with local programs to promote STEM fields and demonstrate that women can thrive in science careers. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brenner. Thank you for spending some time with me today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.